Ismael Beya is probably best known for his really stunning memoir, A Long Way Gone. You know, it was his story as a child soldier in Sierra Leone, some of the truly most horrific examples of murder and government collapse and anarchy that can be imagined. He was, you know, kind of handed a gun and put in the position of kill or be killed. It was an amazing piece of work, and it became a bestseller, sold 1.5 million copies.
And really brought to life some of the news stories we'd been hearing about 1990s Sierra Leone.
It was that perfect focus, that perfect human story, you know, on a very personal scale that brought something that we'd been hearing about in abstract for years. And he's back now with a novel called Radiance of Tomorrow. The novel tracks a series of families that return to a ruined village and try to rebuild their community, try and reclaim their history, and try and reclaim their future. And there's various characters based on Ismael Beya's grandmother, who is still alive. His parents were both killed during the conflict. Mm-hmm. But his grandmother has been for him a source of optimism. So the grandmother's character is the one who has the term radiance of light in the conversation she has. So Ismael Beya is coming to town and will be bringing this hopeful message in his novel from a period of real turmoil.
What I try to say in this book is that people who live in certain conditions actually understand what true happiness is and take that moment, whenever it is, even if it's 1 minute, is precious. They understand that.
And Darren, this event is taking place at the Carter Library.
Yeah, this will be at the Carter Library on Wednesday at 7 o'clock in an event sponsored by Acapella Books.
Our next literary event features a talk by a professor of American religious history at Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur.
Yeah, we're sticking around in Africa, oddly enough, on this one. The Atlanta History Center Aiken Lecture Series presents a Erskine Clark, By the Rivers of Water, A 19th Century Atlantic Odyssey. It's a really fascinating look at this couple, John Layton Wilson and his wife, Jane Wilson. They're a couple of missionaries from the American South who, in the 19th century, travel across the Atlantic to go to West Africa to spread the gospel. They're coming from a slaveholding, privileged setting in the South, the American South, and heading into Africa and, you know, taking the gospel message with them. You know, the conflicts, the logical conflicts that come from, you know, their own heritage and looking, you know, at the culture in West Africa that they're suddenly enveloped in. It's a really kind of fascinating look at the issues that those are bringing up. And the Wilsons were there just at the cusp of the Civil War, and that kind of conflict overlays this history. So Erskine Clark, one of the better-known historians here in Atlanta, he's going to be talking at the Atlanta History Center on Wednesday also at 8 p.m. And the name of the book is By the Rivers of Water, A 19th Century Atlantic Odyssey.
Sometimes a story from our childhood can really stay with us throughout the years. And that was the case, from what I understand, with writer Jane Ann Williams, whose mother used to tell her about some terrible events that took place in West Virginia.
The story Jane Ann Phillips tells is that her mother, as a small child, had walked by the scene of a horrific crime. She was growing up when she was 6 years old. Her mother took her by, and there were all these cars up and down the street, and people were like disassembling a garage, taking pieces of it as kind of souvenirs and mementos. And what had been found was a man named Harry Powers had been corresponding with women and luring them through a Lonely Hearts Club type letter writing campaign, luring them to his home in quiet Dell, West Virginia, and then imprisoning them in the basement and eventually killing them and burying them in the yard. This is a very cheerful week's worth of conversations I have to say. But anyway, so
a little on the serious
side. So Jane Ann Phillips, who's a really fantastic novelist, probably best known for her collection of short stories called Black Tickets, focuses on the story of Asta Eicher, a mother of three in Chicago. Her husband has died, and suddenly, and she is kind of a poor widow trying to get by. She was seen as a very active member of the community and all that. She falls in love with this pen pal. And Jane Ann Phillips both tracks Asta Eicher and then also Emily Thornhill, who's a reporter in the Chicago Press, and covers the case and becomes really intrigued with it and follows it till the end and is instrumental in helping uncover Harry Powers. It's a really fascinating novel, rooted very deeply in a well-researched history. Jane Ann Phillips, she's going to be at SCED at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and this is the 1600 Peachtree Road address.